The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
How does what you believe affect how you invest? Welcome to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. It's a joy to welcome my friend Jay back into the studio today. How are you?
Doing wonderful, Tom. How you doing? It's a beautiful day. I'm traveling this week at a Kingdom Advisors conference in Orlando, Florida. Tough place to go.
Right. Well, Kingdom Advisors is an organization that I've admired for a lot of years, and it really is committed to advancing the kingdom of God. So that's great. Jay is an author. He's a fiduciary, a certified financial planner. He's a senior portfolio manager for Faith Investor Services. And Christian investing is in the spotlight today. And we want to talk a little bit about important questions to ask your advisor. Jay, as Christians, our mandate is twofold. We really need to multiply what God's entrusted to us and make sure it's done in a biblical way. How do you fulfill that mandate?
Yeah, it's very challenging if you think about it. If you think about the parable of the talents in Matthew 25, right? The point of the parable is we are to multiply what God's given to us. We can't waste it. There's a, in that parable, talking about the unproductive servant, the one that just wasted it, buried it in the ground. So we're called as Christians, as stewards, to multiply what God's given to us. And that is a challenge because we can't be fearful with what we have. We have to get a return on it. That's really the first mandate, is to grow what God's given us. He's given us seed, and we have to plant that seed and grow it and get a good return. So that's really the first mandate as a Christian investor. The second one really comes from Luke 16, and it says, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. So we have to examine not only the return that we're getting, but how are those profits? Where are they coming from? And I can think of a good story that happened several years ago when I was in my faith-based journey and trying to figure out, does your faith matter where you invest? And there was this church, this little small church, and the pastor had a gambling addicts meeting that was held at the church. It was a ministry. They were near a casino and a lot of people deep in addiction, gambling addiction. And one of the congregants of the church had actually won the lottery, and the church was like, what do we do? Do we accept this money? We have a gambling ministry that's really one of our calling cards. And they had to, as a group, say, you know, we can't accept this money, because how would that look if we're saying, okay, we're have this gambling addicts meeting and all the furniture was paid by gambling winnings. So it can be a little bit of a struggle. It's getting a good return. And at the same time, looking at the source of the profits, are you profiting from abortion, pornography, gambling? I had another client that he was an alcoholic, and he's like, I want no part of the alcohol industry. Make sure I don't support that. So vices, all these things, you have a challenge of getting a good return and looking at where that return is coming from.
We're going to be looking at clean and not so clean investments as we move forward in this broadcast today. Jay, talk a little bit about fees. What kinds of questions should our listeners be asking any kind of financial advisor when it comes to their fees?
Yeah, the biggest thing is looking at the sources of the fees. There's usually layers and layers of fees. I see people give me portfolio statements, and I'm like, do you realize you're paying 2-3% because your advisor's taking 1-2%? Then you've got mutual funds, and you've got all these costly investments. And by the time you add it all up, you could be paying 2-4% of your portfolio. And if your portfolio gets 7-8%, you're paying 4%, you're really not getting a very good return. So you really have to examine, what is your advisor charging? What are the underlying investment costs? Not only what there is told, there's also a statement of additional information that I dive into to look at, what are the trading costs of the funds? So there's a lot that goes into investing, and you've got to keep those costs as low as you can to maximize your returns.
We are talking to Jay Peroni. This is Faith and Retirement. Thank you for listening today. We really do appreciate our listeners. Now, one thing about Jay, and I've gotten to know him quite well over 3 or 4 years, is that he listens too. He listens to you. And that is one of the most important parts of this process of having biblically responsible investing. Jay, you've talked a little bit in the past about a risk review. What's a risk review for our listeners?
Yeah, so as I sit down with a client, I want to understand what their goals are. And a lot of times there's a challenge in figuring out what's the right portfolio for me. And I see a lot of people, they have what I call financial junk drawers. And the reason it's a junk drawer is they've got a 401k over here, they've got an IRA over there, they've got all these moving parts, and they just kind of stuff them, and they don't really look at those statements, and they don't look at what they're paying in fees, and they also don't look at how much risk are you taking. A lot of times if you own a fund and it is invested very heavily in maybe 7 or 10 different companies, like an S&P 500 fund right now, very top heavy, and the risk that people are taking are a lot more than they probably understand. So as we do a risk review, we want to make sure, number one, you're not taking too much risk. And the reason that that's a problem, obviously, if we have a downturn like 2022, where the interest rates were rising and the stock market was crashing, then you had COVID, you had 2007 and 8 with the real estate crash, and then you also had the dot-com crash. So if you're taking too much risk and you're all in equities, high-risk equities, the markets go down, you could see a very significant drawdown in your portfolio. And if you go down 50% 1 year, you need to get 100% the next year just to get back to even. So you want to make sure you don't take too much risk. The other side of the coin is not taking enough risk. And you say, why is that a problem? Well, if I'm only getting 3 or 4% and then inflation is 3 or 4%, then I pay taxes, I'm actually losing money. A lot of people don't realize that. They're like, I'm getting 4% in my money market, so I'm making money. Well, maybe not. If you examine what is inflation, then what do you have to pay in taxes? What is your net return? And I see a lot of people think they're safe, but they're going to run out of money if you're not taking enough risk. So it's really, how do you balance the risk level? And that's what we have a really good program of, getting to know the person, looking at what we call a risk score. It's going to be based on their personal experience. Not everybody's going to have the same risk score. You could have two clients that may have similar risk scores, but we're going to get to know you personally, get to know what type of risk you need to take to get to your goals, and then how much risk you're currently taking.
I think a lot of our listeners tend to be conservative in the different ways they live their life. And a lot of times people are too conservative with their investments. I know that's true. Now, this is something that really sets you apart at Faith and Retirement and Faith in your organization, Faith Investment. And so this is the ethical review. How do you do an ethical review for our listeners?
Yeah, so the first thing you want to do with an ethical review is really understand the person, you know, what's important to them. I've got a woman, Judy, who sat on a pro-life board, and she said, I don't want to support anything to do with abortion. You know, if they're giving any money to Planned Parenthood, if they're paying for their employees to travel across state lines to get abortions paid for, or maybe they're making abortion drugs or somehow involved in some facet of performing the abortions. So the ethical review is really going to look at a number of different areas, everything from abortion to pornography, things that you'd like to avoid, maybe the vices like tobacco, alcohol, gambling. And there may also be in that review things that you do want to support, clean water, companies that are really doing good in their communities and building up and making the world a better place. So it's really a review on what's important to your family, to you. And you want to be the hero, right? You want to be the hero for your family and do it in a way that's honoring to God. That's what I help people do with that ethical review, that moral review of their portfolio, to see, are they supporting things that contradict their faith and values? And how do we switch that and clean it up and support investments that are in line with their faith and values? We call it screen it and clean it. That's really what we try to do for our clients.
So do you ever invest in stocks that fail? I understand that some stocks just do not succeed.
As far as the investments go, you know, as far as a clean investment failing or just...
Yeah, so I know that you do a biblical screen, and then you said when we were talking before that 8% of stocks fail, mostly large politically motivated companies. What did you mean by that?
Yeah, so most of the larger companies, there's, if we look at the investment universe, I mean, let's face it, Tom, it's a challenging, daunting task. You've got 18,000 plus mutual funds, you've got 10,000 US publicly traded companies, 20,000 foreign companies. How do you sort through that maze? And really what we look at is our software can screen through abortion, explicit entertainment, pornography, anti-biblical lifestyles, human rights, vices like alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. And we find that of the thousands of choices, only about 8% of them fail the moral screens. And these are some of the biggest companies. I always say follow the money, right? Follow the money. You look at who is putting out the media today. You look at movies, you look at music, all of these influences, a lot of them are coming from these very large, gigantic corporations, and they're controlling the media. They're controlling the narrative. And these 8% of these companies, if we stop investing in them, stop supporting them, we can make a difference. Our money is really power. And knowledge is the first source of power. You've got to know and understand, what are you supporting? What are you investing in? And that's where having this ethical review will help you uncover where you're investing and say, hey, I'm going to stop this. I don't want to support these big companies. I don't like what they're doing. I don't like how they're advertising. I don't like what they're doing to my children. I want them out of my life. And you can do that by making investment choices that don't support those companies and instead support companies that are making the world a better place.
You're listening to Jay Peroni, and Jay takes good care of our family finances. This is your place for biblically responsible investing. And here's one of the offers we have for you today, just as a thank you for listening to Faith in Retirement. You can get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith, written by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. Don't wait. You can get your free download right now. And also, you can call us now. And even though it's the weekend, just leave a message at 800-270-7310. When you do that, say, I have a few questions, Jay. I'd also like to get my free portfolio screen. And you can find out now whether the companies you're investing in belong in an investment plan that honors God, or if you need to go in a different direction. And that number is 800-270-7310. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more with Jay Peroni right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Thank you so much for listening today. And your family finances are in the spotlight. Jay, one of the exciting things about what you offer our listeners, very unique, you have a clean ETF. Talk about what that is and why is that important?
Yeah, we have a Christian Stock Investors Fund, the ticker symbol, and it trades on the New York Stock Exchange. It's very easy to remember. It's PRAY, P-R-A-Y, and it kind of reminds us what we need to do more each day, right? Pray, be in the Word. And the important part of our fund is, as I mentioned earlier in the show, it's a very daunting task for an investor to go through thousands and thousands of companies to say which ones are clean, which ones are dirty. So we make it very easy for our clients to have access to a fund of about 60, 65 companies in there that are clean. We run them through our software. They have to come out clean to be included in our portfolio. We obviously don't stop there. We want it to be clean and also get good returns or good potential returns for our clients. So we look at starting with screening out bad companies, looking for good, clean companies, and then looking at the financial application of investing. How do we find good investments that'll get us good returns? And really, it's an actively managed ETF. So we do a lot of the work for our clients. It's not just a set it and forget it, you know, mimics an index. It is going to be actively managed. So when the markets are going well, we can have full exposure to the markets. However, if the stock market starts to go down or we see it's time to be defensive, the fund can actually go about 20% in cash and other instruments to protect from some of those downsides. So it's a risk managed ETF that's clean, that's biblically responsible, and that's what PRAY is. Again, that's ticker symbol PRAY on the New York Stock Exchange. It's the Faith Investors, FIS, Christian Investor Fund.
I know you can't guarantee results. That's not something that is within the scope of what we can talk about. But would you say in general that an actively managed fund generates better returns for our listeners than a passive fund?
Well, again, you have to look at what is a good return, right? At the end of the day, and people always ask me, Jay, what's the most important index? Is it the S&P? Is it the Dow Jones? Is it the NASDAQ? And I say, no. I say it's, you know, if I'm talking to Mr. Smith, it's the Smith Index, right? It's your index, because at the end of the day, a lot of money managers get paid to beat the index. And if the index was down 20% and you were down 19%, the manager would say, hey, I beat the index. But at the end of the day, you still lost 19%. So really having active management, especially when they're focused on risk management, can do better in those down markets. Doesn't mean it's a guarantee, of course, but having that active management and not just a mimicking an index is really over the long run going to give you a better risk-adjusted return, in my opinion. There's studies that show it's hard to beat the indexes. Yes, I understand that. But I do believe there are times where active management is critical. And I believe we're in those times right now. Look at all we've seen over the last 4 years, COVID, then we had interest rates rising. Now they're supposed to be cut. We've got inflation, all these crazy variables. And that's really where active management, where the rubber meets the road.
We're talking to Jay Peroni, and he has outstanding credentials. Past performance is no guarantee of future gain. You know that. Recently, our family became your client here at Faith and Retirement. Jay, when someone becomes a client, you screen and clean their investments, as we've talked about, and then do you automatically put their investment in the PRAY ETF?
PRAY is actually a core component of how we invest, because that's really our team putting our best ideas to work, and that really is a good core foundation of a portfolio. But it doesn't just end there. You know, if clients have a certain wealth, a certain net worth, we're also going to build around it some individual stocks, some of our best ideas that complement the PRAY ETF. And then we're going to look at other asset classes like gold and silver, commodities, maybe some fixed income instruments, bonds, and things like that. So we're going to build a diversified portfolio, but really our core holding a lot of times will be the PRAY ETF, because those are our best ideas and we want to have those focused in the portfolio and then kind of build around it, if that makes sense.
Is there a right way and a wrong way to own gold and precious metals?
I mean, there's very different ways to own it. There's, first of all, the physical, where you can look at it, touch it, smell it, feel it. There's some advantages, of course, to having that. You can use it to barter, you know, with gold coins and things of that nature if we get there and, you know, it becomes the zombie apocalypse or whatever happens. Certainly, but you've got issues with having physical gold. Where do you store it? How do you keep it safe from people stealing it and those sorts of things? So there's advantages to having physical gold, precious metals. There are also some disadvantages. Same with paper gold. You know, you can have it in your brokerage account. You can have it on your statement. You can have exposure to the ups and downs of gold prices. However, you don't have the actual physical gold. There are some ETFs that do own it in the underlying ETF itself, but you also have to own a certain amount of the fund to be able to get that physical gold in the future. So there are some challenges with both gold and having it physical as well as paper, but I think having exposure to it in a well-diversified plan can provide some great inflation protection and also some downside protection when the markets are going down, typically.
I think I know the answer to this, but if someone wants to invest in gold, can you help them with that?
Certainly can. I can introduce them to a low commission, low fee gold dealer that can help them where they're not going to have to pay exorbitant fees. We can also buy them through our brokerage firm as well. So we have access to gold and silver, stocks, equities, you know, you name it. We have pretty much access to it if it trades on the public exchanges.
It's nice to talk to someone who understands your spiritual concerns, who understands that central part of your life, that you have that in common. And we are talking about biblically responsible investing today. Get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith, by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. I've read it. It's excellent. Don't wait. You can get your free download right now. So you've already won. You've gotten something for free that's of great value. And you can also pick up the phone and say, hey, I haven't thought much about this yet, but we need to have a conversation about our family finances. And people can call Jay at 800-270-7310 and just ask your questions. Wherever you are within the sound of my voice, in all 50 states and beyond, he is available and accessible to you and able to serve you. So that is great. And you can also call now for your free portfolio screen. Find out now whether the companies you're investing in belong in an investment plan that honors God. Jay, what would you say are the biggest mistakes that Christian families are making as they save and prepare for the future?
Yeah, some of the biggest mistakes that I see that investors are making right now is they're failing to consider the profit sources. You know, they're getting good returns, but they're not realizing they're supporting the things that contradict their values. And I see it more and more. People are more aware. You know, there's commercials that have been out and people boycott products. So people are obviously concerned about what these corporations are promoting. And the biggest way that you can stop this is obviously not buying their products and services. But when you become an owner, when you actually own the company, you're profiting from those activities. And if you really don't want to support and promote those activities, you can say, hey, I don't not only want to boycott their product, I want to boycott their stock. I don't want to be investing in that way. So I see one of the biggest mistakes is failing to consider where their profits are coming from. The other thing that I see a lot is people getting an advisor that doesn't line up with their faith and values. I see this all the time. And I've actually had advisors try to talk their clients out of tithing. You know, you could save more for retirement if you weren't tithing. And that's really not what you want. You want to have an advisor that knows your faith, knows your values, know your struggles, what you're dealing with. And that's really what our firm does. We specialize in helping faith-based investors create a financial plan that it puts their faith at the center of it, their retirement plan, their estate planning, all of the things that they're doing to be a better steward. And we talk a lot about stewardship. And what do you think when you hear the word stewardship, Tom? You think about what?
Giving.
Giving, right? That's really what a lot of people say is stewardship is, you know, I'm going to tithe, I'm going to give some money to the kingdom and to my church. And what do I do with that other 90%? And really that other 90%, God cares about that as well. So I see the biggest mistake is people not really planning that 90% like it's God's, like you're a steward and you want to hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant. And you do that through having a faith-based financial plan. And that's what we can help you with at Faith Investor Services.
Well, believe it or not, we're in our final minute or two here of the program. Jay, I want to thank you for today's broadcast. And we've just touched the surface. But if you're intrigued by what we've talked about today, if you think that your family is being called to this path of biblically responsible investing for the first time, call Jay. Just ask your questions. There's no obligation to do that. 800-270-7310. That's 800-270-7310. You can send Jay an email just at the letter J, Peroni, P-E-R-O-N-I, at faithinvestorservices.com. Or the website, download the free book, faithandretirement.com is the website. That's faithandretirement.com. Again, one last time, call Jay at 800-270-7310. Please tell a friend about this outreach ministry. We appreciate that you listened today, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the funds can be found online here, KOCG or PRAY. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. The fund is new and has limited operating history to judge. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.